same from when you got here last year, but has your excitement for who you have here changed this offseason?
I'm always excited. That's why I play the game, you know, because I love it. I'm excited. The team concept, the new players that we've brought in, very excited. We should be. So, you know, we made certain moves to better our football team. And I think we did that on paper. But it all comes back to, you know, can we put it together as a team on the field? But with the group of guys we have, with the coaching staff we have, the type of organization and the community that's backing us, I think we can. But it's going to take hard work and dedication. That's what it's going to always come to that. So, but I think we have guys that's willing to do that. And I'm looking forward to it.
How about you?
Golf game going to be good. Just check me out. I'm probably hit a 450 drive today. Take a long drive competition, probably get the hole in one, but I don't like the car, so I'm going to pass on that one. So. But I'll take the long drive, probably.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, your Houston Texans quarterback, Brock Osweiler, out here on this beautiful day at this beautiful course. How's your game, first of all?
Well, we're about to find out in about 10 minutes, but it's okay. You know, nothing really to talk about, but I can get around and play a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing you probably can, but let's talk a little football. You've been in town for a few months now. We've talked to you a little bit. We know you've had some time to get together with your teammates, kind of bond a little bit. Just first of all, tell us why that was important to you and why you thought that was something you needed to do right from jump.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a firm believer that you have to build everything from the ground up, and a lot of little simple things will add up to big things. And so, you know, first and foremost, I wanted to get to know my teammates, and I wanted to get to know the guys that I'd be working with every single day in the fall and now in the spring. And so that's kind of how we rallied the Arizona deal together. I wanted to get to know those guys as people, you know, where they're from, learn about their families and who they are and how they work as pros. And then, you know, that really helped transition things into Houston. You know, I showed up and that way I knew some of the guys and I was familiar with some things. And right now, you know, really that's what the spring's about. It's getting to know your teammates, coming together as a team, working together, getting to know one another, spending some time off the field and learning the playbook.
And some new teammates that you will get to know coming out of the draft. And we, of course, had the rookie camp this week. How excited were you to watch that draft unfold and just see those offensive weapons that you're going to have at your disposal?
Well, it was very exciting. Extremely exciting. You know, as a quarterback to sit back and watch all these weapons and offensive linemen and running backs and receivers get drafted early, as a quarterback, that's exciting. But I think the focus and the point that needs to be made is, as a whole, the draft I think was very successful, and it's very exciting to see the new additions to the team. And now it's all about those guys showing up, acclimating to Houston, acclimating to the locker room, and you know, learning from some of the veteran guys in the locker room on just how to go about day-to-day business as a pro.
You know, I was listening to you talk to the media over there on the range, and you talked a little bit about, and you mentioned veterans. We talk about rookies, we talk about veterans. Where do you see yourself? I mean, you carry yourself like such a leader. You're being asked to be a leader of this team. Where do you see yourself as that guy, both on and off the field?
Yeah, you know, that's tough to answer. You know, I'm right in the middle. You know, I'm going into year five, so it's not my first day out here. But then again, you know, we got some guys who have been doing it 9, 10 plus years, and that's something very hard to do in the National Football League, and it's something that should be recognized. So, you know, my biggest deal is just lead by example. You know, I think as the quarterback, sometimes I'm put in these situations where I need to talk, but bottom line, you know, I was taught at a very young age, lead by example, work hard, keep your mouth shut, and, you know, let your play speak for yourself. So, you know, really right now, I'm keeping a very small focus, a very simple focus. It's learn the playbook, come in each day, work hard, and just try to be a good teammate and you know, get to know the guys I'm going to be playing with this fall.
All right, well, right now I'm going to let you go focus because you've got a teammate of four that are relying on you, but we've got to take one more time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mark will rejoin me, and we will wrap it all up. Stay with us.